and why so many people want radiation therapy. I think that JAMA article has influenced many of these, because the headline there was, allow the patient to have external beam radiation therapy, there's a 50% chance that this patient will be, I won't use the word cured, but you will profoundly affect his PSA and they will do much better with that. Personally, I don't believe that information.
Why
not? I don't
think
again, from my own personal experience, local recurrence is extremely unlikely. That is defined in either two ways. Palpable, CT, using those together as one way. But alternatively, in my limited experience, patients who've had radiation therapy and had seminal vesicle invasion, they've all failed. That means despite adding radiation therapy at a very low PSA recurrence, they have failed.
How do you explain the data then?
I think the follow-up is too short. And the follow-up is short in most of those studies, and particularly in the JAMA one. So I think if one continues to follow those patients, yes, some of them, their PSA will go down a little bit. So there might be some local neoplasm, but they also have systemic disease. And you've added the morbidity. Forget the expense. You've added the morbidity of radiation therapy. But it does occur on occasion.
What about the next case, the patient with a PSA only relapse in a 12-month doubling time?
The next gentleman has already had two local treatments, if you will. He had a radical prostatectomy for Gleason 3 plus 4 or 7. Initial PSA pre-prostatectomy or at diagnosis was 8.5. Things look good initially with absence of tumor and lymph nodes, the seminal vesicles and margins were negative, and his nadir was zero, so the surgery went well. He did not have any significant side effects from surgery, but unfortunately, his PSA begins to rise. He then received external beam radiation therapy. And again, my own bias, as I've already indicated, I would not have given this gentleman for sure radiation therapy because he had negative margins, he had negative seminal vesicles, and unfortunately the Gleason grade 4 spread before his prostatectomy. And unless one felt something on his DRE, which would be unlikely, I would not have given him radiation. And what happened is what happens with virtually all of my patients who did get radiation therapy is they subsequently relapsed.